This is What in the Name of God here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. This is the segment of the show where we talk about the intersection of sex and religion. We reported last week how a federal court shut down Cardinal Timothy Dolan's attempt to shield tens of millions of dollars from the victims of priestly sexual abuse. The federal court shut him down and said, no, you can't just hide that money and say it can't be used for victims. So the Milwaukee Diocese was clearly told that the law applies to them, too. Something somewhat similar has happened in Fort Wayne, Indiana. A jury found that the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend, violated a woman's civil rights when it declined to renew her contract because she underwent in vitro fertilization in hopes of having a second child. The Catholic Church calls in vitro fertilization an intrinsic evil that no circumstance can justify. But the court found that it was discrimination, and that they cannot make these kinds of decisions for the lives of their employees. I would not be surprised, though, if this does not get appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court, where they may have a chance to succeed. The Hobby Lobby case certainly looked like a loser for the side that ultimately won, because the idea that employers can dictate religious beliefs to their employees seems insane. But that is what the Supreme Court ruled. At least every single Catholic male on that court, and the one Jewish male. Well, maybe Lieutenant Commander Wesley Motter has a future in politics. That was the track for Gordon Klingenschmidt, who was a Navy chaplain. He was then court-martialed, and then went on to become a representative in the state of Colorado. And he serves proudly as perhaps one of the most anti-gay and off-the-wall state representatives in the country. The lieutenant commander, who also serves as a Navy chaplain, has similarly extreme views on sexuality and all things sexual. And it may end his career. With any luck, it will end his career, at least with any luck for the people who would serve under him. The whole Navy chaplain thing is kind of weird, because you're kind of non-denominational, which is a problem when you have these extreme, very specific beliefs. And that's kind of what got him into trouble. He did things such as berate a pregnant student for becoming pregnant while not married. Really not his job to do that. He asked a staff member about her sexual conduct, and then told her that she should be in love with God and not her partner. Fire him for that. He said that he had the ability to save gay people. He told a student that the penis was meant for the vagina and not for the anus, while he was making an inappropriate hand gesture, which I'm actually not quite sure what that is, because if you're showing how that works, I think it's the same hand gesture for both. I don't know. And he would be really kind of doing himself a disfavor with that, because the kind of would both hand gestures would look pretty darn similar, and penises fit into anuses quite well. And of course, he's told students that homosexuality is wrong, and he told a woman who had had premarital sex that she was shaming herself in the eyes of God. He's being represented by the Anti-Gay Liberty Institute, and their claim is that he should be able to counsel according to his biblical faith on the issues of sexuality, morality, and any other issue. That might be true if he were ministering to people of his own specific crazy faith. But he's supposed to be administering to a lot more than just that. I think it's a difficult problem, because we have so many varying beliefs amongst people who call themselves Christian, and many of those beliefs are offensive to other people who call themselves Christian. It's a very murky area, difficult to resolve, but I think in this case was pretty clearly over the line and in violation of military guidelines. Here's a shocking statistic. Somewhere between 60% and 80% of migrant women and girls who are trying to get to the United States are raped along the way. The last thing they need to do is to be carrying a rapist's baby. So it makes sense, especially to a lot of conservatives who are really concerned about women coming here and having babies that will become U.S. citizens, they might want to provide some emergency contraception to those women so they don't get pregnant from the rape. Unfortunately, the aid groups that have been supposedly helping these women are conservative religious organizations. They oppose any form of emergency contraception. And it's quite a bit of a conundrum. These poor, abused women really need help, and they don't need to get pregnant. But organizations like the National Association of Evangelicals, World Vision, Inc., Catholic Relief Services, and World Relief, that are supposedly helping these women, absolutely refuse to help them when it comes to this kind of care. And they're getting a lot of federal money. Now, this new regulation that they so strongly oppose requires that federally funded organizations that house unaccompanied migrant children to provide victims of sexual abuse with unimpeded access to emergency medical treatment, crisis intervention services, emergency contraception, and sexually transmitted infections prophylaxis in accordance with professionally accepted standards of care. These religious organizations just say no. And it's not only can we not do this because of our religious belief, we can't work with any other group that might give these services to these victims. It's a tough call because their help is needed. Maybe it's really not worth the price, at least the price that it takes as a toll on the young women who really need this kind of service. It's great that religious organizations are so involved in charitable works, but when they have these kind of arbitrary and medieval restrictions on what they can do to help people, they're not helping so much. And in fact, they're making things worse. Denying women the ability to prevent pregnancy is an extremist position. And their positions are so extreme that they will not allow women to get access to this kind of service under any circumstance. It's a tough call, but we need this new rule. And if that means that these religious organizations can no longer participate, then they need to be replaced with organizations that can do a better job.